That was truly amazing.
Thank you.
and to all of you as well, that was truly amazing. Thank you for sharing that. The title of that selection once again?
Nioka.
There's a Zimbabwean connection to what you're doing. If you can draw that connection for us.
Well, so that comes from a book where I discovered this author, Walt Hampton, who wrote some of the songs that we play that are based on the Shona tradition of Zimbabwe. We also play actual Zimbabwean Shona tunes that's influenced by it. The next tune, which is probably the most different tune we play, is in that collection. It's not as quote-unquote Shona as Nioka.
Outstanding. Now, you mentioned Walt.
Walt. So that's how I came to this music, perusing the music shelves for music for my elementary school kids at a different school, discovered a book called Hot Marimba. I'm a marimbist, so naturally, looking through it, oh, my kids could play these tunes. They're simple three-part tunes, which started me down this road, playing tunes out of that book, discovering he's got two or three other books, doing workshops with him in the summer, discovering other tunes, and then the, I call them legitimate Zimbabwean tunes, which are not, they're, you know, written for over there. So that's how it's sort of all started.
Outstanding. I want to provide a bit of clarity, because mm-hmm. I think we may have listed incorrectly. There's a couple of performances coming up. One is available for the public to actually
Correct.
View. And the
That's
other
That's our
one
spring concert.
All right, so the spring concert is happening when?
April 25th, 7 o'clock, on our campus, on our stage, Brent School Haverford.
And that is open to the public?
That is open to the public.
And is there a website that they can maybe find out?
That would be our friendschoolhaverford.org.
Okay. And then there's another performance that I think we may have incorrectly listed. That's the Friends Central.
Friends Central, lower school. That's next week, yeah.
But then that's not available to
not
the public.
Not open to
so
the public.
Just to, make, to the best of your knowledge.
Okay. That I know of.
All right. So, no, that's outstanding. You mentioned that we're about to hear another tune.
Correct.
And what is this tune once again?
This is my new favorite tune called Hope, also by Walt Hampton. Very different kind of feel than the dancey Nioka Shona style. It's more relaxing,
okay.
I guess.
All right. And before we go into that, for folks that may be viewing this, other educators, music mm-hmm. teachers, directors, what have you, that may be interested in following suit and maybe developing something like this at their school, what would you have to say to those?
Well, what I would have to say is I started on ORF instruments. We were talking about this, which are those, every music teacher has them in their classroom, these small xylophones, that we started these kind of tunes on 10, 12 years ago or whatever it was. And since the parts are all, you know, soprano, alto, tenor, bass, they can be played on those instruments that every music teacher has. Mm-hmm. So how it happened for me was we had two or three broken down xylophones for my class, and I went in and said, you know what, this was after I discovered that book, we need to do this. So how is it that I'm going to get 10, 12 of these instruments? And we did it like that.
Okay.
So.
Outstanding. All right, so let's hear the next tune.
Hope.
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 Hope. Thank you. Once again, that was amazing! Yay! No, it's great to have you guys here today. That was really outstanding. The instruments themselves, the history, if you can maybe give a little perspective on the marimba and the history associated with it.
Well, it's a long and complex.
The condensed version of it.
I don't know that there is one. So every culture has a version of this instrument. So I get asked, where did it start? What, you know, what country, what continent?
It spreads.
So if it's Africa, we're talking about a pit xylophone where the keys and bars are spread over an open trench and played, each player plays a bar. If we're talking about China, the keys are made of jade and we're stone and we're playing. So, and what we're a little more familiar with is Latin America, which is the chromatic marimba. Similar to a piano, you know, sharps and flats. These are diatonic, which means no sharps and flats. So basically the white keys of the piano.
The audience may have noticed, I noticed, that on the first two songs, some of the musicians change locations.
Mm-hmm. We change every tune.
What's the significance associated with that?
So if we're talking about it, let's say it's a choir, so soprano, alto, tenor, bass. In a choir, if you sing soprano, you always sing soprano. If you sing tenor, so on, right? Here we change around so that what our soprano part would be part one. On one tune, they're playing part one. Another tune, they might be playing part two, the alto part, quote unquote, or tenor or bass. It allows me to. Some parts are a little more, they focus on certain techniques more than other parts. So if a student needs a particular kind of thing, like offbeats, I can structure that part for that student, depending on the part.
Outstanding. Yeah. So we have one more tune that we're going to hear.
We do.
What is this last tune?
It's called Isatayapano.
Okay. So we'll come back after that and kind of wrap up and, again, give information about the performance coming up at your school and what have you. Again, if folks wanted to keep up with what's going down with Choir Marimba, what would be the best
way to do that? So two places would be our school's website, friendsschoolhaverford.org, or our YouTube channel, Choir Marimba. I'm going to spell that. Which is K-W-A-Y-A Marimba on YouTube. You can see some of our other tunes.
Cool. And you're on this performance as well?
I am.
All right, so I'll take your microphone and let you do what you do. All right. wow. Wow. Applause to all of you. Great job. Thank you so much. Yeah, this is fantastic, man. I'm glad we're able to do this.
Me too.
Long time coming, but we were able to make it happen. Again, congratulations on everything that you have going on. This is a wonderful group, once again, of talented young folks. Do many of these young folks continue on beyond the activity with you, picking up different instruments, things?
Well, I have several former students that actually have gone on to take marimba as their instrument.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's a really cool
thing.
That's
a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, folks that may have just joined in and caught us, if they want to find out more about the performance coming up and again, bless you. if they want to, you know, explore starting a program like this, things along those lines, give those best ways to.
So our website, friendshaverford.org, or our YouTube channel, Kwaya Marimba, K-W-A-Y-A, Marimba, would be the two best places.
And again, there's a performance coming up at Friends School Haverford.
On April 25th, 7 p.m., open to the public.
Outstanding.
We'll be playing another, my fifth, sixth grade group will also be playing. So lots of marimba going on.
That's beautiful. Now, I don't know, do you think we could maybe sneak these guys up around us so they can get on camera real quick?
Oh,
can you
I
guys
think
come in here?
I think they would.
Come on up and get close and get around. Ed, your teacher, Mr. Nardi, come on up. So you guys can say hello and goodbye and get in here. Come on. No more sneezing, though. Get in there close and you know, you see your parents in the conference room. I want to thank Tyler McClure and the crew for all their efforts to make this happen. Ed, thank you again.
Thank you.
And thanks to the parents for making it happen. But once again, great to have you guys, and we really appreciate you coming out and sharing a little bit of what you do with all the folks who tune in to WRNTI 90.1. Once again, my name is J. Michael Harrison. We are live from the performance studio with Kwaya Marimba, and it's been a blast. So you guys can say goodbye. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.